And what's the view from those calling the shots, the industry insiders and the sectors reliant on a skilled workforce? Sarah Sedgie reports.
There are nearly 800,000 people across the country looking for work, and many more who have some work, but not enough. So why are so many businesses saying they don't have anyone to fill their jobs?
Well, it's less, I guess, a skilled shortage than a skills mismatch. So we have people that are ready and willing to work, but they don't necessarily have the right skills. And of course, retraining or upskilling takes time.
Economist Nikki Hutley says it's not so much a lack of jobs, it's a lack of the right skills. And there are many sectors feeling the impact.
So we know from the Bureau of Statistics that the biggest shortage is actually around tradesperson, but also hospitality workers, STEM professionals. It goes actually quite broad. We've got labourers, drivers, the health sector.
Measures to get people into jobs will be key to tonight's federal budget. There's a $1 billion plan to train or reskill school leavers, young people and those without work. And the government's putting $500 million towards attracting global businesses and workers to Australia. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
Tonight's budget will invest in infrastructure and skills to create more jobs and provide incentives to business to do what they do best, hire, to innovate and to grow.
The issue of attracting skilled foreign workers is high on the mind of the IT sector. Ron Gorcey is the CEO of the Australian Information Industry Association, which represents the technology sector.
We're seeing a shortage in cybersecurity, AI, the digital agenda that the Prime Minister has announced. There's a significant shortage there as well. So we estimate around the industry across each of those areas, there could well be up to 200,000 people short on where we need to be. And we understand that number to be growing.
He says work is being done to upskill the local workforce, but there will always be a need for skilled migrants.
We certainly have a demand for offshore skills, and I think in fairness we will always need that. It's a question of how we facilitate that through the COVID period.
Software engineers and programmers are on a list of 18 occupations the Department of Home Affairs says need skilled migrants to help fill jobs as the economy tries to recover from the pandemic. Midwives and nurses make up 7 jobs on the list. For example, aged care and mental health nurses are needed. But some say we should look closer to home for solutions. Annie Butler is the Federal Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation.
We have domestically educated nurses who are coming out of university and not all of them can get into jobs. We also have people across sectors, but particularly the aged care sector, who would like to work more hours if they were offered more hours. So we need to explore those solutions first. The other issue is that, of course, COVID has intensified workforce shortages around the globe. It's not a good thing to try and take nurses from a country where they need them much more.
Nurses like Annie Butler will also be watching tonight's budget speech to see how the government responds in full to the Aged Care Royal Commission, which highlighted the substandard care too often people in aged care receive.
We want to see the government fund and back mandated staffing laws across the aged care sector. What we would say is that there are many things that we need to fix across the aged care system. But unless we get the staffing and the workforce right, the other issues aren't going to be fixed.
That's Annie Butler from the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. Sarah Sedgie with that report.